Well, hello, people. I hate news items like this one. So the father of this Femon worked hard all his life, got into radio, electronics and things, made a bit of money. But unfortunately he died. And this picture is a picture of his daughter. And he left her nothing. And he said that she was a lazy, useless, lying druggie. Apparently this Femon got into drugs some time ago. He tried to help her, but it was no good. And obviously if he left her any money, she'd only just use it on drugs. Remember, guys, this is the guy's will. His last sort of dying wishes. But even that's not sacred when a Femon wants money. So this Femon went to court to try and get some money. And in court she did say she had a drug problem, but her father never helped her. I guess her father's right. She is a lying druggie. But the court has awarded her £125,000. Forget the man's dying wish. And she probably won't take long to use that up on drugs. You see, the state will find a way to get the man's money to the Femon. Marriage is the biggest scam. It's just a transfer of your wealth to the Femon. You see, guys don't normally do things with vindictiveness, hatefulness, spitefulness. Femons do. So when he put that in his will, he meant it. Because he knew she'd just blow it on drugs and be even more lazy. But it's typical of a Femon. Nothing's their fault. She's in the state she's in because her father didn't help her. She's in the state she's in because she did it all herself. And her father got tired of keep on helping her. So remember, guys, if you've got any money and you may be dying soon or something, spend it. Otherwise, the state will find a way to give it to a Femon. Apparently, your money is their money. I'll put a link to the news item down below. Guys, you let me know what you think. Take it easy.